Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy.
Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show with your host, Aaron the Retro Guy. Live on Station Head.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show right here on Station Head. So glad to be with you this morning. 8:09 a.m. Central, 9:09 a.m. over there on the East Coast, but whatever time it is, wherever you are. Good morning! Oh, it is a Taco Tuesday. It is a positivity Taco Tuesday. It's a terrific Taco Tuesday. It's a positively terrific Taco Tuesday. I don't know if that's going to all fit in the show description when we put the podcast out, but a positively terrific Taco Tuesday. Excited to be with you this morning. Got a lot of things planned for you this morning. It's going to be fun. Going to have a bunch of fun with you this morning. I am back to myself today. My wife is back. Thank you. God Almighty. Thank God Almighty. I am now complete. I feel like myself. So there we go. For those of you that keep asking, looks like she's going to be on the show. She's going to be on the show co-hosting Thursday and Friday. I have already started planning Thursday and Friday's show because she's here. I'm excited. Got a lot of things happening today. We'll tell you about those here in just a couple of minutes. Going to get you started with some music. When we come back, your complete show rundown. Hey, don't you dare go anywhere. It's Harry Styles with Watermelon Sugar coming at you right here on the Morning Roast.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
What's happening on the show today? Let's find out. Did you know that swearing is good for you? Well, kind of. Tell you about that a little bit later on in the show. All that gross bacteria in your toothbrush? Fitness Magazine did a study. I don't know what makes them feel qualified to do such study, but apparently they did one. So we'll talk about that today as well. News is too stupid to make up. And I also have a polarizing quality test involving food. There's actually a quiz on BuzzFeed.com. Your stance on these 20 unpopular foods will reveal your most polarizing quality. Yeah, that's coming up. Also, what's trending on Twitter? Your quote of the day. Oh, you know, all that fun stuff we do every day. That's all coming at you.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
The request line is open. Drop your request. Got to be upbeat. No explicit lyrics. Let's get some requests in the request line. I got some Avicii. Your request coming up next.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Yes, it is. You're locked in to Station Head's original morning radio show, the Morning Roast Radio Show. Glad to be with you this morning. Interesting study. Very interesting study, in fact. Not just kind of interesting, like very interesting. Did you know that swearing is good for you? Let's face it, sometimes gosh darn just doesn't cut it. Keele University found swearing is good for us. Cursing is harmless, creative, emotional release that can make you feel stronger. Basically, they argue that profanity is often used as a coping mechanism and can help us feel more resilient. Now, we do not swear on this show. But that doesn't mean there aren't a lot of really good replacement swear words. I grew up very conservatively, so some of ours were like crud, crap, gosh, dang it, darn it, all those. What is your favorite replacement swear word? Like your favorite non-swear replacement word? That one that you probably use it in the workplace because you're afraid that, using the real word is going to get you in trouble. So I know you've got a go-to, or maybe you know somebody that's got a go-to that you always laugh every time they use it. Honey, I'm good. Andy Grammer, what is your favorite, your absolutely favorite non-swear word? What's your favorite replacement swear word? Drop in the chat.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
All right, we're talking replacement swear words. Maybe you're like me, you grew up really conservative. Or maybe you're like me, cursing is allowed in the workplace to a certain like level, and then like, no. And everybody always knows that person that cusses like a sailor, and they're not the person you send out there with a customer complaint, because it's not going to go well. We got a combination of some things, people giving out their replacement swear words, their favorite non-swear words. Hazelnut says, I swear every day I work by myself. Hey, that's got to be handy. Like, that email comes through that you're just unhappy about. I can't do that. Not at work. So life happens. Squirrels, Fuddruckers, Dimmit, Mother Fudger. Foobar. I love Foobar. I use Foobar a lot. I use it usually when somebody has screwed something up. I think that's how you're supposed to use it. Some other ones that we've got that came over on the Twitch stream. Let's see here. Some of these I thought was like, bless your heart and precious. Those are Southern swear words. Those mean you suck. Like, bless your heart. It means, oh, you stupid piece of, you know, that's what that means. Who are you calling a cootie queen? You lint licker. Mother Trucker, fudge Nuggets, Frick, Dad Nabbit, Mother Trucker, Fiddlesticks. Oh, those are all great. Those are all great. Fiddlesticks. crap. That was always one for us. Crap. One time, this is a real story, this is not one of those stories. When we talk to my mom this week at some point, because we usually do every week, this is not a story you bring up, but this is a real story. I was grown. Like, I was grown, as in, like, in my 20s. And I was at home, and I was visiting with my mom. I don't remember what happened, but I said pecker. That's what I said. I don't remember the context. I don't remember what it was. And my poor mother looked at me like I had just shot somebody's dog. Honey, we don't say that word. She was very disappointed. I, however, was very proud of myself. Because to say that word in front of my mother the way I grew up, that's an accomplishment. Mark it on the calendar.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
Still got the request line open this morning. Gotta be upbeat, no explicit lyrics. My beautiful wife was able to see this wonderful artist live over the weekend, and she's been talking about it. There's good reason. She's amazing. It's Dua Lipa with Hallucinate. Don't go anywhere. Ace D-N-C-E coming at you. Hey, something very funny. If you've never heard this, Christian cuss words are a thing. We've been talking about those this morning. Not necessarily Christian cuss words, but replacement cuss words. Maybe you grew up conservative. Maybe you work in a place where they aren't exactly allowed. There's a comedian, if you've never heard of him, Tim Hawkins. Telemac just dropped that in the chat. That reminded me. He does a bit about alternative cuss words, or as we would call them in Christian circles, Christian cuss words. Check this out. I think it'll put a smile on your face.
Jack wagon. Heck, shoot, dang, darn. Darn it, dad, burn it, dag, nab, consarn it, confound it, doggone it, dad, blame it, dad, gum it, dad, blast it! And suck eggs. That's all I have so far, Christians. Take those.
There you go. If you didn't have a favorite replacement word, you do now. You're welcome. You can thank Tim Hawkins for that one.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
We'll be back.
What's with today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
What's today?
Well, thank you for asking. Today is Ancestor Appreciation Day. It's also Crush a Can Day, National Day of Forgiveness, Voter Registration Day, World Tourism Day, Corn Beef Hash Day, which I like, by the way. I know, I'm weird. And Chocolate Milk Day. Whenever you're a kid, when given the choice between white milk and chocolate milk, if you ever chose regular milk over chocolate milk, we looked at you and thought there was something wrong with you. God bless chocolate milk.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all in.
It is also National Voter Registration Day. Oh, I love it when my wife comes in and kisses me on the face before she goes to work. I don't even know what I was talking about now. National Voter Registration Day. Now, for those of you that have ever wondered, what does the Morning Roast Radio Show do during election seasons? You know, so, you know, every 2 years, what are we doing? The answer is we cover politics on this show much differently than any show ever. Number one, I will give very little, if any, ever opinions on any issue ever. We do encourage, however, for you, number one, to be registered to vote. And if you say, Retro Guy, I don't know if you know this, but my vote doesn't count because the person I voted for president didn't get elected and blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't care about national elections. I don't care about who you vote for president. I don't care about who you vote for legislative positions. I don't care who you vote for the House, Senate. I don't care about any of that. Here's what I care about: how you vote. How do you vote in your local elections? At the end of the day, the only elections that you will probably ever see real, tangible, day-to-day changes in your life are made at the local level. In fact, Monty69 and I have a rule on this show when it comes to talking about politics. If you don't know the name of your state senator, as in the one that sits from your state, if you don't know the name of the person that sits from your district at the state level, you can't talk about politics on the show. If you don't know the name of the person who leads the school board of your district, you can't talk about politics on this show. If you do not know the number one issue that is affecting your district, where you live, you don't get to talk about politics on this show. We get way too bogged down, way too enamored with national elections when at the end of the day, there are decisions made at the state level that affect you on a daily basis that you're not aware of. So we want you to go out there and get registered to vote. I don't care how you register. I don't care what political party you register. Get registered to vote for one reason only. There are countries still, there are people still fighting for the right to simply register to vote before they ever get to go to a ballot box. And you owe those people and those countries, you owe it to them to express the freedom of voting, whether you think it matters or not. You owe them the respect to do so because they are still fighting for that small right to simply have their voice heard.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
All right, I'm getting off the soapbox now. We'll be back.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Yeah, I got up on the soapbox today. I got up on the soapbox today. Been over here on Twitch yelling about local politics. I mean, we're talking about issues nobody cares about. Talking about issues nobody cares about. Go out and get yourself registered to vote. I have no idea where we're at in the rundown today. Yes, I do. Oh, that's funny. We are going to rank these foods. BuzzFeed.com put out a list of your stance on these 20 unpopular foods will reveal your most polarizing quality. Yeah, I'm about to take the quiz. Oh, Lord. And here's what's bad is I'm such a picky eater. This is probably going to tell more about my personality than I want to. How do you feel about mayonnaise? Yuck, neutral, or yum? I hate mayonnaise. Yuck. All right. Number two, how do you feel about oysters? Oh, boy. This is not a good trend so far. Yuck. I don't like oysters either. What is your stance on Brussels sprouts? I'm kind of neutral on them. I've tried cooking them a couple of ways. I know there's good ways to cook them. I just haven't found any, so I'm going to stay neutral on it. Now, black licorice, hot take. Okay, hot take. I like black licorice. Is that weird, chat? Station Head, is that weird that I like black licorice? It's just good. I'm waiting to see if anybody else in the chat likes black licorice. Love black licorice. Okay, good. So I'm not alone. Cilantro. I don't know if it actually has a taste, and I do like it in salsa, so we're going to put yum. Okay, blue cheese. Disgusting. It looks like it has mold on it. I do not like it. Candy corn. I love candy corn. Love it. Haven't had any this fall yet, but I love it. If anybody wants to send me some candy corn, let me know. Olives, I don't like them at all. I'm not sure why. Yeah, I don't know why I do, but it's just, I don't know why I don't like them. White chocolate. Okay. Common misconception. It's not actually chocolate. So, but it is delicious. We're going to go with yum. Beets. Bears. Beets. Battlestar Galactica. I don't like beets. Sorry, Dwight Schrute. I don't like beets. Anybody like beets here? Anchovies. Come on. Is that even a question? That's disgusting. What is your stance on putting pineapple on pizza? Never. How do you feel about tofu? You know, is it just me? Tofu just takes on whatever flavor you put with it, right? Like if I marinate tofu like it's steak with some beef broth, doesn't it just taste like beef? Isn't that the whole point? I do like getting ramen. And when they put it in miso soup, I do like, you know what? I just talked myself into tofu. It's happening. We like it. Okay. Mushrooms, I'm kind of neutral on. Kale, I'm kind of neutral on kale as well. Cottage cheese. It's a texture thing for me. I just think it's gross. I think cottage cheese is gross. I am probably alone here. I know a lot of people like it with peaches. Yeah, I don't like it. Coconut. Now, this one's tough for me because I like the taste of coconut, but I don't like the stringy consistency of coconut, so we're going to go with a yuck. I really feel like I am just the most picky eater. I don't like Brussels sprouts, and I hate caviar. What's your take on celery? With peanut butter, I like it. Here we go. You got the realistic worldview. Your critics call you a pessimist, but that's not true at all. You don't go out of your way to see the good intentions, nor do you strive to see the bad. What you try to do is see things how they truly are. The quality doesn't sit well with everyone. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I feel about that at all.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that at all. We'll be back. 9:25 a.m. Central, 10:25 a.m. over there on the East Coast. Excited to be with you this morning. Yeah, we had a fantastic TikTok Live this morning. I don't know if you missed it. If you missed it, we chatted it up with Lee Snow because it's Character Week this week. And he was talking about empathy. Yesterday, we talked about faithfulness, reliability. Today, we talked about empathy, what's important about it. We're going to be taking the clips from yesterday's shows involving character for Character Week and the day, and the ones from today. We'll be putting those out in a podcast form at the end of the week. So you'll be able to catch up on Character Week all at once together. And we'll be putting those clips up as a podcast. Also, be putting the videos up as well, because it's just good stuff. I mean, I think this week has been a lot about application, and so is today's quote of the day. Your focus should be on becoming a type of person you want to be, not a specific goal. Your focus should be on becoming a type of person you want to be, not a specific goal. You know, if you set too many goals, here's what I've learned. If you set too many goals, you're guaranteed to probably disappoint yourself. And I'm really bad about that. I want to create unnecessary metrics to see if I've had a productive day, to see if I've had a good day, to see if I'm becoming the person I should be. You know, the problem is if I don't hit every single one of those goals every day, then I feel like I failed the day. When really the focus should just be on becoming a type of person you want to be. So right now, I want to be more organized. So I'm concentrating on being more organized. I'm doing a lot of things where I stretch myself to figure out what are the things that work for me, how do I become organized, and at the same time, not over complicate things to where keeping myself organized becomes more important than what I am organizing. I set the goal of becoming crazy organized, but the things I'm organizing, I put more work into keeping those organized than the things I'm organizing. And so you've got to set realistic goals. And really, you should just strive to be the person that you want to be. So I want to be a person who's reliable. And part of that is being organized. So I've got to create ways to be, for me to simply, very simply be organized. So do that this week. Focus on becoming a type of person you want to be, not a specific goal. And then I think you'll inadvertently accomplish a lot of goals that you may not have set out to. Yeah, today's quote of the day. What else do I have coming at you this morning? Thank you for asking. For those of you that did ask, nobody asked. It's fine. It's just, that's the way you segue into something. That food quiz has really got me all discombobulated. I feel like it falsely represents who I am. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it is right. I don't know.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
All right, some news that's just too stupid to make up. In Austria, a woman was walking down the street when she saw a man sleeping in a car and snoring loudly. She also noticed that the car had different license plates on the front and the back. Thinking that was odd, she flagged down a passing police officer who stopped to check out the situation. When he looked into the car where the guy was sleeping, the cop saw a pistol and an empty bottle of booze. He shook the man awake and asked him for an explanation on the license plates, the gun, and the booze, obviously. The drowsy man explained that he had planned to rob a nearby bank, but having never done it before, he was nervous, so he drank the booze to calm his nerves. Apparently, he had so much of it that he fell asleep in his getaway car. I don't think that's how that man planned on that going.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all in.
If you have not yet gotten your pet entered into the Cutest Pet Showdown, we're taking submissions for the Cutest Pet Showdown all week this week on Instagram. And then we're going to let the community vote next week on the cutest pet. Yeah, we're going to make it available for you to vote on the cutest pet. It's just all for fun, and it'll be something that we'll do. And it you know, no hard feelings. And listen, I just to make things fair, we are not entering Luna or any of my pups into the, because we know it would win. We know who would win. And so we're not going to enter our lovely pets. But you can enter yours. I got a bunch of submissions yesterday. Send those in to Instagram, Morning Roast Radio on Instagram. Morning Roast Radio on Instagram. Cutest Pet Showdown. Send those in. We want to know who has the cutest pet. Speaking of something that we were going to do today, I've got a work email I've got to get to. You know, you guys know how it goes. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be trying to start something new. Actually, two new things, but one of them everyone has been asking me about. What are you drinking? Where we're going to call a TikTok creator and see if we can guess what they're drinking before we call them, and then just see what happens. Yeah. Just see what happens. Also tomorrow on the show, weirdest candles ever created. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. If you're interested, maybe you're a movie buff and you're looking for something to watch. You're looking for something to get it, you know, to have it. I'm proud to say that Rob Zombie's The Munsters. Yeah. Rob Zombie's The Munsters is out. You can now watch, and I, you know what? I'm not normally a Rob Zombie guy, but just based on the cover art and the little trailer on IMDb, I'm actually kind of excited about it. Rob Zombie's The Munsters. If you're looking for something to watch for the spooky Halloween season, this one could be for you.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
It's about time for me to get out of here this morning, but we want to make sure that you have a fantastic and wonderful Tuesday. Tomorrow's show is going to be packed. Character Week continues on the show. Tomorrow on TikTok, another character trait, may have another special guest. You don't want to miss it. Tomorrow on the Station Head show, we're going to actually bring back a game. Yeah, we're going to actually bring back a game that I have not played on Station Head in a long, long time. So you do not want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. And if you're not following us on Snapchat, morning_roast, morning_roast, be playing Wrong Answers Only quiz over on the TikTok show and bringing back one of my favorite games tomorrow on the Station Head show. You don't want to miss that. It's all coming your way. It's all coming your way. And if I haven't told you lately, let me tell you now, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. No one else is like you. No one else can change the world in the unique way that only you can. I can't change it the way that you can change it. You can't change it the way that I can change it. But if we all get together and work together, amazing things will happen. 7 a.m. tomorrow morning on TikTok, 8 a.m. here on Station Head. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast podcast. The Morning Roast radio show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern and then on Station Head at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.